A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 11th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the proposed Robert Gabriel Mugabe University.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Robert Gabriel Mugabe University that has caused a lot of controversy in the country.
The cash-strapped Harare government announced Wednesday that it has approved a grant of $1 billion for the construction of a university to be named after Zimbabwe's president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe. The university will be offering engineering, technology, science, and mathematics.
The opposition movement for democratic change and the Zimbabwe National Students Union have criticized the plans, saying government should instead improve existing underfunded universities around the country. Students at state-run universities and colleges say they are struggling with lack of accommodation and they are also crumbling infrastructure, while the government does not offer grants to help the universities. The cost of $1 billion has also shocked the world, as many analysts deem it to be excessive for a country with a budget of about $3 billion.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Kulawasanda kusixhuma zulukandaba lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngekoleji elikhulu elikumele imfundo ephezulu ele Robert Gabriel Mugabe University okumele lakhiwe khona ngale ke emazowe emashonaland central. Ye kubikwa ukuthi uhulumende uthi uza kwethulela umongameli Robert Mugabe kanye lo nkosikazi wakhe uGrace Mugabe imali efika i-billion dollars yokuthi kwakhiwe i-university leyi. So nxa abantu bekhangela bathi university leyi iyadula okunye okumangalisayo kwakhiwa kwayo njengoba kuzabiza sibili amadola adlula 700 million ukuthi yakhiwe sibili kube sekubuya okunye kwangkhona i-300 million kanye azani yasetshenziswa ukuthi kwenziwe lokho kuthiwa i-research. But abafuna ukwenza kakhulu ukuthi kufundiswe kufundiswe izifundo ze-science, kubuye ke i-technology, kubuye ke i-mathematics, kuzobuya ne-engineering. Liyakwazi lokho kuthiwa i-STEM phela okufundiswa esikolo, okuqhutshwa kakhulu nguprofessor Jonathan Moyo, yena engumphathintambo wemfundo yaphezulu. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, ngoba izina sulayo iyakhonona Blessing ithi bona batholi imali yokuthi bafundiswe kodwa sokuthatha imali enilutshwane ikhanyiswe khona ngale eleZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi le budget uma 3.4 khonapho kuphela billion. So nxa ungakhipha i-billion khonapho kusalani?
Of course, this is not apparently the only university that government is planning to fund. President Robert Mugabe was addressing members of the army today, and he was saying that there is another proposed defense college university that the government plans to be building. And of course, President Robert Mugabe, I think he has now arrived in Bulawayo ahead of the rally in Gwanda tomorrow. Hongu hamawadiwa makasununguka kuti tinge tichitaura nezve mari iri kunzi nevamwe yakawandisa zvikuru yekuvaka chikoro kumazoko chinonzi icho Robert Mugabe University, chinonzi chinenge chichitangira pama masters zvichienda mberi. Vamwe vari kuti mari inenge yakati wandisei zvakanyanya tichitarisawo budget yeZimbabwe kuti vachina masound budget 4 billion asi havakwanise kuiraisa 4 billion gibs vanopedzerawo ma 3.7 yozodzikiswa nekuti mari munyika hamuna. Saka kuti pawanikwe mari ingasvike 1 billion vakawanda vari kuti mari inenge yakawandisa zvekuti havafungi kuti pane investi ngavakwe nemari yakawanda zvakadaro. Tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe gepi.
Kwena even the International Monetary Fund blessing kuri vanga kuti okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe yekuti mali yapongotatwa nje isetshenziswe okungamelanga yekhona. Siyabona njalo lokuthi kulala abasakhulayo abagcine nje sokuthiwa babuyele emsebenzini abayi 2000 kumbe 3000 usakhonapo kodwa iZimbabwe itayela mali. So kuyahlupha kakhulu konke lokho.
But of course those who are backing the project are saying that it will be helpful in as far as technology is concerned. So of course there are some who are saying this is a good thing despite the huge cost. I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Treasure Basopo, the Zimbabwe National Students Union spokesperson. Mr. Basopo, good evening.
Evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Gibbs, you can fire away. We have Mr. Basopo on the line.
Yes, Mr. Basopo, we have seen statements from ZINASU that you are totally against the construction of this university. So, why are you opposed to the this kind of project?
To first start, ZINASU is unequivocally opposed to the decision the decision that is being probated by the cabinet to come up with a national university which will be named after the name Robert Mugabe. I think this represents the schizophrenia that has been talking often about all along, which represents the misplacement of priorities in our country. The issue of education, which is a right guaranteed under Section 75 of our Zimbabwe National Constitution, is not a right to play and dangle around with, just like what we're seeing from this government. Firstly, to start with our people, the students, the current students who are in tertiary institutions, they are not being catered for under the current facilities. We need a refurbishment and a clear, giving priorities to the current facilities and taking recognition and cognizance of the fact that government is failing to fund and to come up with quality education rather than talking of a quantity that they are talking of in the issue of building a Robert Mugabe University. Because we have adequate institution momentarily, but which need to be capacitated enough for them to be able to accommodate students. So this thing which is coming as a ZANU-PF method and a trajectory of marketing Robert Mugabe as a name rather than Robert Mugabe whatever as a brand, to us we are totally opposed. Without any provocation and degree to comrade, let me state it categorically clear that the students in this country, for example, let's talk from the University of Zimbabwe, they are not having adequate accommodation. Most students are checking, they are being checked out of the institutions because of lack of a funding. That is, their fees is not being paid for by their parents or whatever who is funding their education. And no one is intervening. Students, they are deferring on a daily basis. Last semester, I was on another interview where I said it clearly that 2,000 students deferred last semester due to the fact, and due to the lack of funding by themselves or by their pockets or whatever, due to the high unemployment rate which is existing. So that 1 billion can be channeled towards capacitating the students who are already enrolled, and those who are already enrolled, they should be able to get through the tertiary institutions rather than coming up with another dubious tertiary institution which we don't even know the agenda.
Mr. Basopo, but the Chinese have a saying that the color of the cat does not matter as long as it catches mice. It might be Robert Mugabe University, it might be Rhodes University in South Africa, but what is important, according to those who are supporting the project, is what degrees the institution will be offering, not the name Robert Mugabe.
Absolutely, no doubt. We are not opposed to the coming up of another institution for the purposes of providing education. What we are opposed of is that we have adequate institution comrades momentarily, which can be capacitated, which students who are there can be able to be afforded a quality education rather than coming up with another university, the purpose of which you know fully that it is to come up with a name Robert Mugabe. You know, this is not the first time that they've been proposing. Last month, they were proposing to rename University of Zimbabwe under Robert Mugabe. So we begin to question discussion, the agenda of coming up with another university? Is it to propel the quality of the education in this country, or to propel or bring up, the name of someone else into the public domain?
Thank you so much. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Tandeko Zindi Mkandla, an educationist. Mr. Mkandla, good evening.
Good evening to you, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So now we see that, Mr. Mkandla, there is this proposal to actually construct Robert Mugabe University, and I know that you are an educationist. So give us your take on this kind of thing.
Yes, my take is that some of these things end up being meaningless in substance. In the first place, when we talk of university education, we're talking of quality, not quantity. How can we have another university before the ones that were proposed and established are not yet complete? What's the purpose of starting something, spending a lot of money, whereas you still have quite a few other universities that are still outstanding in terms of infrastructure? And again, with the current state of affairs, what's the purpose of churning out the thousands and thousands of university graduates who will not be absorbed into any formal economy? And again, why should this university, of all things, be called after R.G. Mugabe, when there may be better people who have done so much for education in this country? I know people come up with various positions as to why it's called R.G. Mugabe. But again, look, we have National University of Science and Technology in Bulawayo, the Bindura University of Science and Technology, and each and every other university has a faculty of sciences. Therefore, I think we already have enough. Let us establish these other universities. Look at Lubana State University. That is located in two places. It's not in Lubana. It's only Lubana State University by name, because the majority of the campuses...
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. I will try to reconnect with Mr. Mkandla. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the approval by the cabinet to construct a 1 billion university in Mazowe. The university will be named after the president. It will be called Robert Gabriel Mugabe University. And many people are saying the cost is just too much for a cash-strapped economy like Zimbabwe. Hongu hamawadi wa makasunu nguka kuti munge mchiti phone la titaure nya ioi pa WhatsApp number zedu zinotizo 001-202-465-0318. Munokwanisa kutumira message ipapo tobata kufonirai kuti mutipo pfungwa dzenyu. Gibbs.
Let's get back to Mr. Pasopo. So, Mr. Pasopo, you are saying that the construction of this university is a waste of resources. So, what are you advising the president to do? You know, he wants this university together with his wife. So, they are the first family, by the way.
Our 94-year-old president, who happens to be the grandfather of one, should be well advised that this country cannot be run like a tax shop. This is a serious country which runs under the a democratic constitution, the constitution of which was prohibited by our people on the 16th of March 2018. What this simply means that the people should be, we the people, especially those of us who are universities, should be consulted enough. What you're talking of is that at NASTE, if you go to NASTE right now or tomorrow morning, you'll be able to see that there's an unfinished product of building and blocks that have not been completed, including lectures. If you go to the University of Zimbabwe, students, they are sleeping like sardines. They are packed in some 1 by 2 meter rooms while they are two sleeping on bunk beds like they're at prison. If you go to MSU, the students there, they are sleeping in some funny and overcrowded suburbs. No matter what they are called, now I'll show Senga. going like that, that is meant that means that the decent education has been corroded, has been obliterated, simply because no one is coming in as an, the government failing to come in to provide an offer to accommodation. And even when it comes to lecture rooms, they are overcrowded. Go to the University of Zimbabwe. Some students they are doing their lectures and tutorials under trees, simply because the infrastructure there is failing to accommodate. So what I advise Robert Mugabe right now, I hope he's listening to this, or his confidants, they are listening to this, they should first channel in their money towards the provision of quality education that we have right now, which is provided for under Section 75, as I said before, rather than coming up with some funny luxurious universities that the money of which is coming from our treasury. Coming up with the name of a person who has done nothing over the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Basopo. Please do stay on the line. Name Mtereri Vama Sanga Magadi.
Baba Jonga Magadi.
Ndim Koma Blessing, Koma Jonga, Vano, I will name switch tattoo, Pachongwache Diaspora Forum.
Okay. Koma Blessing Magadi, and you.
Isu Tirinan, Jemuto, Akumwaka, or Makum Munoro.
Indeed, Kunoko South Africa.
Paris, by Johnny Murkup Kajak.
Ini ndiro gara ku Pretoria ini ndo mandiri cha muna
zuma. Pretoria.
Hello.
Ndati ku Pretoria Tswane.
Ndiri mu Tswane province muna zuma cha imo imo.
Handiti ka aiwa ndimuri pa mamonya ipapo.
Ndiripo. Aiwa ndiroda kutenda nengo ya mandipa iyo iyi.
Mhm taura izvo nyitinzo.
Ukaona mungana otiza mumusha, aro atiza mumusha, kutiza baba achino gara, kunomwe sabu, kure auta avina kumira zvakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Indilonzi comrade kugarika Masanga, ndiri muwo veteran ini pandiri panapa.
Mm-hmm.
Ndiri graduate, ndiroto ne Bachelor of Science degree, Social Engineering. Ndakato uya kuzotsvaka basa kuno.
Mm-hmm.
Pari chiri kundishaka ndechekuti sekuru ava vari kuvaka university iye zvinezvi for the past 36 years havana chavakaita. Mandela within 5 years akavaka misha inonzi Mandela kuvakira vanhu zvese everything muno.
Mm-hmm.
But for 36 years now in age 37 murume mukuru auta ada kuvaka university vake vana chaichavo vari kutodzingwa mudzimba kuno kuva chazodzidza kuno ari da kuti vana vaani vapinde kuuniversity iyoyo.
Mhm.
Tu kumusha cheko cheko hakuna mari kuti vana vacho vaende kuchikoro. Hakuna mabasa ekuti vana vacho vachasenza kuti vabhadharirwe zvino vabe kuti vaende kuchikoro kwacho. That university yakuta is a sheer waste of money. Is wasting the people's money. Maticha haasi kubhadharwa, masoja haana bonus yegore rakapera. Vari kukwereta mari izvozvo zvekuti vabhadhare masoja, vabhadhare vanhu, asi vari kuda kuburitsa mari muhurumende vachinovaka university isati yane mwana arira kunzi aende kuchikoro.
Mm-hmm. Asika comrade Masanga, pane chakaipa here kuti pa vakwe university inodzidzisa nezveumhizha inenge ine zvinhu zvese zvakanyatsokwana kuti kavanhu vasaende kunze kunodzidza kune dzimwe nyika zvavanga vachiita?
Hakuna mwana wa minister chero hwana anodzidza pauniversity iyoyo. Mm-hmm. Varoda kuti angadai akazvita kare koma Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Iye zvinezvi is too late. Mamiri akaita zvinhu zvedu munyika haasi kutendera timbowana chiburitsa rimwe sendi rekutange zvimwe zvinhu. Mugwagwa chaichaivo ukapinda muHarare ka mugwagwa uroenda kumusha kwedu wakatonaka. MuHarare muri kusemesa.
Mm-hmm.
Mapotos ari muHarare kuti ubve kubva chaiu chako kutungwiza uine road ya inoenda kumbudzi unotambura.
Mm-hmm.
Kubva chavi chapa chigwanyika kunosvika kuti uda kuti uende kunosvika pasiye papolice station apo zvinokutorera nyere almost more than 45 minutes saunonga kutopinda muHarare. Saka mudhara haasi kutarisa kuti chimwe chakashata mukati menyika yedu chii chingaita kuti vana vezimbabwe vasunungurwe votenda kuti baba vaakunozorora vakasiya vaita zvakati. Chavakasiya vaita kurova vanhu kuponda vachiviringidza vanhu vachazovanda vachiita vachipisa pane kuti nezvi ndongo yakadai va kuita restructuring kuti ndaakuchinozorora. Ndatoti mugwagwa yagadzirwa here, airport yakanaka, ndege dziriko here dziri kufamba, mabhazi chavo ari kuhere, vakauraya zupu kwakusina.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kugarika Masango.
ndinotenda hangu baba Jonga azvingaperei paya henyuwa muvanhu mukana asi ndiri kurwadziwa ezvo ndakatiza musha kuya kuno kuJoni ndichiita zvandichidzokera kumba kure 1215 kilometers from Harare to Pretoria kuti tichizotsvaka vana vaponi maovheita acho tinonzi zvokupa 120 haina chaita imwe yacho haiuye imwe mwedzi hapana
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
aiwa ndatenda zvangu muve neusiku hwakanaka mu
aiwa nemiwo
ndikuda kupinda futi musandisiye pamota chirongwa ndikuda kupinda in everyday ndimudhara kundirwadza uyu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
ndatenda hangu hapana chokuzviita asi mashoko edu aya vari kutanzwawo vari kuteerera
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
vanachiwenga vana kurohwa
aiwa tikurudzire Mhirizhonga mukoma kugarika masango tine chida kuti titaurirane hanzi Ngoromera ari vake musha asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda hangu nedzidziso yenyu asi vari kutirova
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka ibaba
Gibbs, that's our first caller. Unfortunately, you can tell that emotions are highly charged. Of course, we want to have a conversation, not yes. Shouting match. But essentially what he's saying is that Mr. Mugabe is abusing resources. He's talking about the infrastructure. He's saying the roads are dilapidated. Those are some of the things that if the government has got money, it can rehabilitate its infrastructure throughout the country. And, of course, he is saying he's a war veteran. He fought for the country, but because of circumstances, he was forced to go to South Africa to try and seek employment. He's a BSc graduate.
In engineering, yeah?
Yes, in engineering. And he's saying what is happening in Zimbabwe is really disheartening him. Mm-hmm. And this is why he says he tends to be very emotional.
I like his name, too. What is his name?
Kugarika Masango.
He's a war veteran.
Yes, he's a war veteran. I suspect this is a name that he was using during the Liberation War, but loosely translated to say, if you want to sit pretty in future, obviously you need to go into the bush. I assume it was about going to the Liberation War and fight, you know. So Kugarika Masango. I don't know if... roughly, maybe that's what it means.
So before getting to our next caller, let's read what is there on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler who says, this is the Robert Mugabe vanity project. And then Henry Beaumont says, how much debt does the Zimbabwe government have at the moment? And then Ronald Jani says, look at the bigger picture. I think the university is more of a farewell in honor of the president. Then we've got Henry Beaumont again, who says, how many goats is that university? You still remember the goats story? You know, that people were going to pay fees.
Yeah.
So he's converting the billions into goats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let's get to our caller. Slo Baba Mkhosi, lapha ecingweni. Baba Mkhosi, utshona njani?
Hayi, tshone kunjani futhi?
Hayi, ntshone kakhulu. You say, awitshaye ngamafitshane sibili. Ubona njani udaba lwakhe?
Ya, ilokuzeni cabinet leyana phela andibasebenzisa imajority khona fana ukupasisa kuyimthetho kwabo lokho okungela ngqondo. Phela ileku icabinet kaMgabe yona le khathesi kungabe ibill enye khona apho ukuthi kumele kugeje igodi elikhulele ukugqibela abantu abantu bephila. They can always approve it. Abala ngqondo because ungahamba from Bulawayo usiyafika imathebelele north. Usiyafika eMzola, usiyafika eDandanda, uziye ngene eSpali, efika eBMC elusule eSpali ukuze ngikhona eBinga akula mgwaqo. That road covers almost nearly 500 kilometers. But akula mgwaqo lokho esazalwayo thina. Sifike kuloko kulubhuqu lakathi silokho kulubhuqu. Abantwana bakuleziyana indawo kabayazi into okuthiwa yithara. But somebody is thinking of building another university on top of another university engakapheli. Sure, you know, it's very surprising. Imali yona le ivela ngapha. I-15 billion le yase befuna ukuyisebenzisa. They must not lie to us and tell ukuthi the money disappeared. They have been keeping that money to use it ukwakha ama university abo Mugabe. Yabo. It's very bad. It's very bad. It's only that 2018 is also delaying to come. We could now essentially speed up the process. You go figure 2018. This is a speed up. Then we go into elections. These people must go and rest in their in their farms. Uba kumkandla uyakwazi indawo engikhuluma ngayo, wayefundisa headmaster ngeheadmaster one. And lokho asukayo, that school is still going down further down. Akulanto elungayo, akula ma-clinics, if I can tell you. Abantu, they are dying. Umuntu angagula kancane malaria sefile because akula mgwaqo, akula clinic, akula ambulance, akula nix. Ama-teacher abayali ukuyafundisa khona ngayo, but he's busy wanting to build i-university lokuzeni. You can't even understand how do they, my priorities are, they are not even straight. That is why they always put ZANU PF in front of young people of Abanyaman. It's very disappointing. Anyway, I will address my hands, but at the moment, the only thing I'm going to say is to push hard for elections to come. We vote then these people out. Then we can start to rebuild the country. Otherwise, I'm born. It's very surprising and it's wonderful. Akula ma bridge. Once izulu sina, abantu abasedrobheni kabaye ekhaya, abasekhaya kabaye edrobheni. How do you survive in an environment like that? In Africa, the whole of Africa, this is the worst area eMathebeleland and clear. He just thought of going to stay in Harare khona ngale kazanga. Kathesi usegwande ukuhambe ngeframathina kazanga akuhamba ngama port wall. Okwakho uyalenda kuphela, uyafika lende kuphela, suka lapho uyasuka hambe futhi nge-helicopter yakhe. Abanye abantu they are suffering but he's eating their own money.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Hayi, sikhathi sihambile kodwa uyitshayile baba.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Siyabonga Nkosi. So that was Mr. Nkosi is in Botswana. You know, he says, you know, it's surprising that the president is thinking of such a project when there is some kind of infrastructural disaster in Zimbabwe. He says clinics are down, roads are not there at all. You know, schools are underfunded. All those things are a big problem. So he says, why would you think about such a project when, you know, there's no money at all? So where are they going to get the money from? So he's thinking that maybe that 15 billion is stashed somewhere. Maybe it's the one that is going to construct this kind of big infrastructure. So he says if he had his own way, he was going to speed up the election process and then have elections today, you know, and then he gets it of ZANU-PF.
On Facebook, we have a comment from Eustasius Kayemba. Arguti, comrade kugarika masanga, tendai okani, Mudara Bob, do it good for your generation. Tombo Zogera, kuna vabasopo, muripo yelbarunar. Vabasopo? Nare achenegeru kutinitse. Vabasopo, muripo yelbarunar.
Ya ndiripo parinare, how are you?
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu. Vabasopo tombotaura nechishona tichitaura tichitarisa iyo nyaya iyoyi yeuniversity iri kuda kuvakwai. Saka imi sesangano rezinasu makataura here negurukota rezvedzidzo yepamusoro muzvinafundo Jonathan Moyo kuti hamusi kufara nezvavari kuita izvi.
Okay, thank you. Isusu takambotaura nava Jonathan Moyo. Chekutanga chatingada kuziva ndechekuti vaJonathan Moyo vanova mukuru wezvinafundo zvemataura idzi kuma university takaita nawo meeting 3 months ago tichitataura nezvenyaya dzemaattachment fees nekuti ndiwo ari kutungamira nyaya dzezvekubirwa kwemastudents mari dzavati mastudents vabhadhare mari yese that is 100% yemafees iwo vadzidzi vacho vasirimo muzvikoro zvichireva kuti vadzidzi vanonge vachibhadhara mari dzezvemalibrary dzezvemaswimming pool mari dzezvetransport iye ngatimboti munhu anodzia paunivhesiti wezimbabwe iye munhu achigara kugokwe saka kubirwa kwemastudents kwemari yava kushandiswa iyo pamwe ndiyo yava kushandiswa kuita mainterface rallies so chatinofunga ndechekuti iyo inonzi attachment fees iyoyo ngaibvise kana kuti pari pachirungu tinoti attachment fees must fall so that the priorities in this government they can be able to be driven towards the real service delivery.
Tinotenda zvikuru, rambai muri parunhare. Mukoma Basopo, tine mumwe muteereri. Mukoma Elias, makadii
mukoma wangu?
Aiwa tiri nani, hanzi munokuluma zvakare nekutaura shoni.
Ndotaura zvese nekuda kwekuti taka kunyika dzevamwe so takadzidzira zvese mitauro yese mitaurwa nevamwe.
Aiwa zvinofadza zvikuru. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
right. Ini nangu ndangachidango po comment pamusoro peuniversity. Kuti university kana kuri kuti president vakarudza kuti university vari kuvakira kuti ichabatsira vanhu for free. Kwete kuti inenge chinzi it is a part of business. Handione chakaipa pazviri. Kutiwo zvezvira kuti kune vana vari intelligent vari munyika vanenge vachita mahelp vasinawo mari dzemafees sezvinoitwa kuno kunona South Africa. Then by that way handione problem pazviri because it benefits the country. But kana iri kuri yekunzi inenge ine special yekuti inenge ichita business rekuti chechikoro chimwe chandakanzwa chavo chezi chinobatsira nherera chinenge chakubhadhariswa mama extra money zvakawandisa then it will be a problem to the country because hapana zvainenge ichibatsira nyika.
Asi semaonero enyu iyo bhiriyoni ingadai yashandiswa chii?
Yeah, see, pa 1 billion apa at the moment ne crisis iri munyika medu to be honest tika semagepa akawandisa ari da kuvharwa nekuda kwemari teteko takatarisa kuti zvimwe zvinhu ka tinogona kuisa pressure kuti ngapa vakwe university at the moment ene university yacho haina kana munhu ana akada kuipinda pari zvinhu takatarisa muzvipatara hamuna kana even mapiritsi emusoro chechere discipline kana pain is rekuti munhu akarapwa musoro hamuna basi toshandisa 1 billion kuvaka mudhuri wekuti munhu vanhu vachazouya but sofa upenyu hwevanhu huri padenja even chikafu chachi hamuna munyika hamuna kana mari saka takatora mari iyo takambokwanisa kuvhara maburi ka I think at the moment zvingabatsire iyo zvebuilding iro tozoriona pamberi apo and the building rati kana zvichikodzera ngarive rinobatsira avo mahara for free kana zvichinzi university yachava for free kandi ine 30% iri less yekuti nzi vana vanogona varipo vanotariswa vanogona vapiwa mabhezi awo vachienda kuinvestity iyo. I think that is a good thing yavanenge vaiite pavo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Gibbs here there from Elias is saying that you know, if the university is to help the poor, he might you know, support it, but at the moment he's saying it's not a top priority for the government because the hospitals don't have drugs, you know, even painkillers. So he's saying that that's a top priority, and then he's saying that some people still need food assistance, and he's saying that government must be focusing on those things other than trying to construct a $1 billion university at this juncture. Gibbs.
And let's get to Mr. Mkandla. Baba Mkandla, ukona ncingweni baba? Baba Mkandla, ukona? Ukanya ngazani Baba Mkandla, ifoni yakhe iqhumekile. So maybe let me read one or two messages on Facebook. Let's see who's there. There's Opet who says, we don't even care if ever the President Mugabe actually sets up this university. Kubuya ke lo baba kuthiwa uNjabulo. uNjabulo uthi ayibuye kumbe ingabuye university leyo ivele izasinceda ngani. Sibone njalo kulomunye kuthiwa uThompson. uThompson uthi ya, university leyo siyabona ukuthi abanye abantu sebefuna ukwenza imali. Lokho kuthiwa yi-first family yibo abantu asebesihlupha ke eZimbabwe, sizabona ukuthi kuyaphelela ngaphi. So abantu bayajinga kakhulu lapha. Blessing, sibone ukuthi silobani lapha. Silomnumzana uNkomo ecingweni. Baba Nkomo, kunjani?
Gifty.
Nkomo uyaphila?
UGifty uBlessing.
uBlessing uyaphila kakhulu. Ngilaye lapha
Video.
Oh yeah, so if phone yakho ingazani yakhatha, Baba Nkomo. Inetwork chetambi chani nxa lokhu sakhona. Cheta nguzwe.
Awungizwa?
Yeah, mana khona apho vele ungachibiliki, ume khona apho kanye. So busithi ni baba.
Lami angeze kuba ukuthiwa utawa yakhi university.
Yeah, uthini ngakho?
Kodwa ukho ngihlala ngikhuluma ekhaya bathi ngibuhali kakhulu, ngikhuluma nje kuthi kubuhlungu madoda abafana balimala baqamuka izinyawo beqanyulwa ngamabhulu siyezele ukuthi abantu bahlale kuhle. Ungahamba bengezelela ngendaba yeleiphatoinikonko amaklinika and everything amarani akapresident ngakuhamba ishiya 10 million awukwakha imigwaqo kumba akwakha amakliniki izikolo siyambonga kakhulu.
Soamaplankonke
ngabe kungcono kakhulu.
Ye, ikolleji-ke ikolleji awulifuni?
Uyangizwa phela.
Ye, ikolleji awulifuni yini? iphone yakho Nkomo yeba kithi iphone yakho yathi watsuka ufone Nkomo yeah Nkomo zamfonela lapha ecimane but what we are saying is it would be good if the president went around provinces and gave people, you know, gave let's say clinics about 10 million each to actually transform, but he's thinking only of constructing his own university. So he says this is totally unfortunate.
Let's go back to dzokera kuna va basopo. Va basopo muri peri parunare
ndivo parunare.
Saka tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu kumayunivhesiti uku zvakamira sei, chii chiri kupa kuti munyanyo kugunungune kudaro?
Baba, chatiri wadza mayunivhesiti aripo izvozvi ndechekuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita yunivhesiti nezvaanga imbori uye nezvainofanira kunge imbori. Ndataura nezvenyaya dzezve pekugara kumayunivhesiti, pachirungu paunoti accommodation. Vana vanofanira kugara vari ma1-1 mumarumuzi, izvozvi marumu ivavo aiswa vanhu 3. Tingatarisa izvinhu panyaya dzezvechikafu chaizvo chaizvo, baba, dai maizomboya sestudio 7 muchimbotapa nhau dzenyu muchiona kana atingati macues pachirungu kati mitsetse yevana anonge vamira kutora nyange chikafu chawakabhadhara chai chaicho. Zvinhu zvacho hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vana vari kudzingwa mumayunivhesiti umu zvakanyanyisisa nekuda kwekunzi havana kubhadhara mari dzezvekufunda kanti mari dzezvemaschool fees. To us that is diabolic. Kwatiri zvinotirwadza, uye zvinonyanya kutirwadza sevana vari kubva mumhuri dzisina mari yakanyanya, uye government kana hurumende hapana zvairi kuita kutoya kubatsiridza. Ndosa hatiri kuti mari iri kunzi 1 billion irida kuiswa kuvakwa kwechimwe chikoro, dai yamboiswa mune zvikoro zviri paizvozvi kuti mwana umwe naumwe agara aripo ave ne belief kati ava nekodzero kati abvumirwe kuti akwanise kunge achipedza chikoro chake nemamiriro azvakaita.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri. Vashumba, makadii? Vashumba,
tiri makadii baba vangu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Vashumba, tipiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Imi pfungwa dzangu dzinoti pa 1 billion yavari kutaura nezvaei, ko tadii taitora 1 billion iyoyo? Tine vanhu vakapasa vakafunda vakabva pamayunivhesiti atinawo izvezvi. Right now vakutengesa airtime munzira. Right now vamotengesa madomasi. Ngatitore mari iyoyoyo toishandisa kumutsidza nyika yedu kana kukreta mabasa. Avakambotivimbisa yaye kuti tine mabasa achakatibvotera tine basa atichakupai. Ngavatipe mari iyoyo vomutsidzira maindastiri akavhara. Tine NRZ iri kutatarika, tine Air Zimbabwe iri kutatarika. Izvezvi maindastiri mazhinji mukafamba nyaka mumasasa umu hamusina mishini iri kushandisa kuti maindastiri avhara. Saka vana veZimbabwe vatiza munyika mavo nekuda kwenzara. Ngavatipe mari yoto vavhure mabasa tishande, nepane kuti tiende kunovaka yunivhesiti isu tisina mabasa. Ngatiende sekondari, ngatitangei kubva kuprimary. Ndatenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Vashumba, Gibbs, Mr. Shumba is saying that you know, the priorities are upside down, and he's saying that maybe the money could have been used as the stimulus package to create the 2 million jobs that the government of ZANU-PF promised in 2013. And he's saying as it is, it's a waste of resources. Gibbs.
Yes, ibone silakho khona ngapho ke kupage ye VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa ukuthi siku live stream esiyenza ukatesi ku VOA Ndebele. Enyang khona ke iyo VOA Studio 7, enye njalo iyo VOA Shona. So don't forget to follow us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. So we are reading messages right now on the VOA Ndebele page. There's Abidube who says, this is absolutely nonsense. People are starving and the hospitals don't have any drugs. There are no roads and all these things are actually bothering us. Then Ellington Dube says the national health situation in Zimbabwe is in a shambles and yet somebody has got money to build universities. What is this that we hear that there's this Robert Gabriel Mugabe University? This is a big joke. Then I've got Kumete Ndotana who says, oh, kiki, 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 you know, the Kikiki, you know.
The last
one. Is the 94-year-old with the grandfather with one great-grandson is trying to do the impossible. So then we've got Apostle Midian Dube. He says, phone me, please, right now. I want to contribute. So we're going to call you. We'll ask our producer to phone Apostle Midian Mfakabile Dube. Then Metluleli Moyo says, Zimbabweans are a big failure. We should be thinking about building our country, but we're focusing on building someone's name. Biggest losers in the world. I think this is a very strong statement about Zimbabweans. This guy is saying all of us are very big losers.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know what we're doing. So maybe one day we'll talk about this because he's raising very interesting issues here. So I'm told that there is Ipitumile Maphosa, a ZAPU spokesperson on the line. I think you can go ahead, Blessing, with him.
Mr. Maphosa, how are you?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Maphosa, what is your take on the cabinet approving the construction of the Robert Gabriel Mugabe University in Wazoe?
Well, it's a very unfortunate incident where a whole cabinet and probably Parliament of Zimbabwe are going to bed with a man who is on a name duty free, a name that has got so much pain and suffering to Zimbabwe. We all know what the name of Robert Mugabe symbolizes to many Zimbabweans. It is an unnecessary investment, if I may say so. Looking at the current state of the economy in Zimbabwe, the current state of affairs in Zimbabwe, we really don't need a university, especially of that amount, because we have so many universities in Zimbabwe that some are not even complete up until now. We have NASP in Bulawayo, we have Lupane State University in Lupane. We really don't need another university that will not be completed, or maybe this one will be completed simply because it carries the name of Robert Mugabe. We have always said and told the Zimbabweans that the cabinet we have, they are just there to rubber stamp the wishes of Robert Mugabe. They are not there to really push for the betterment of our lives as citizens. Here they are. Recently they bought him a wheelchair and they said it was a massage chair. We know it was a wheelchair. A full cabinet, of a nation that is suffering like Zimbabwe, paying a wheelchair, prioritizing a wheelchair for a man who should be resigning or retiring into but now they're coming with
Mr. Maphosa, why would you say it was a wheelchair? Sir. Why would you say it was a wheelchair when clearly it was a massage chair?
No, it was a wheelchair. It is a wheelchair. Maybe it is massaging
capability. Mr. Maphosa, I think you are talking like a politician. But also, another point that you raised, you said that Mr. Mugabe's name evokes bad memories. But his supporters might argue that, you know, he recently won an election in 2013 and is very popular. There are rallies that he's holding in the rallies, and thousands and thousands of people are flocking. There are some who genuinely believe that he's doing a good job, right?
Well, we must remember that Robert Mugabe was all the state apparatus, stretching from the army, the central intelligence, the police. These are the people who are forcing people that's not much to these so-called rallies. And we actually wonder as to the necessity and the necessity of these rallies. In 1980, I think Mugabe was around 57, if I'm not mistaken. He never held such rallies where he would group all the youths to see a president of Zimbabwe. I think that then it was going to make sense in 1980 because people had no experience of having a black leader. But now he's almost 100. He's 93, 94, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. And he's grouping our children and our young brothers and sisters to sit there and watch an ailing and old dictator in Robert Mugabe. It's really unnecessary, and we really don't know why what he's trying to achieve by that. And him winning the elections, well, it is subject to debate. We know the allegations of rigging. Left, right, and center opposition have proved beyond any doubt that these elections are always rigged. So him being an election winner of 2013 and 2008, it doesn't really hold water.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba moyo la becunga ni baba moyo kunjani?
Anyaphila.
Iyongapi kona baba moyo?
Yeah. Yilapha kobulawayo.
Yeah, posela ku baba.
Yeah, elami ngifuna ukuthetha ukuthi abantu bangokuthi bayahlanganisa izinto. Ubaba uprofesi moyo uyazama kakhulu. Ngoba ungakhangela kathi isizwe sakuthi yakwaziwa. Ngokuthi abantu bafunde ukuthi lelizwe likaphezulu. Into ekhona izanceda abantu beZimbabwe. And bengathini ngoba imali yale yathi university ngabe igwaqisile amakliniki esibhedlela kulamithi. Hayi, kaso ministry of health ubaba uMoyo. Kaso ministry of transport ubaba uMoyo. Ubaba uMoyo ngazi ukuthi angangena kumfisi. Uyayizamela ayikhuphele kuphezulu. Bamvumele ukuthi leyo into kayenzakali siyabantu, sizanceda abantu. Bona laba abantu abathi bakurongo, abantu babo bazafunda kwapha. Kakhulu abantu laba abanengabe siya phandle babelekelesi ezimbabwe zezilo mnamvumelani la.
Kodwa-ke nxa sisikhangela moyo kulabanye abathi imali yena leyo kumele ivele kurhulumente kayikho, so wena ubona ngizani iyavela?
Ye, kodwa-ke phela asazi ukuthi yena ukwenza njani ukuthi ayileyo mali kuthiwa kayikho.
Oh, I think his phone has just cut off. But you are saying something very totally different from what many people are saying here. He says when Professor Jonathan Moyo is given a position, he actually uses it very effectively in creating a project or doing something, you know. Still remember the ZimDev funds. That's another issue for another day. But he says he knows how to manage his own kind of sphere. So at this moment, he has actually created this kind of big university where Zimbabweans are going to go for learning, opportunities, and all those kind of things. So he believes that it's going to help so many Zimbabweans. And he says, by the way, some people are complaining about roads and all these other things. Professor Moyo is not in charge of the Minister of Transport. He's in charge of the Minister of Education. So what he's doing it at his own best. You know, I think that's another argument there.
Interesting one. Yeah. Mr. Basopo, are you still on the line?
I'm on the line. I want to respond.
You can go ahead.
I think this man, in as far as much as he tried to bring sense out of his argument, he is totally out of touch with the reality on what momentarily is happening. With what is happening in universities. Look, my brother, I've been raising the issue of accommodation. 1 month ago, the University of Zimbabwe students, medical students, my doctor, they had a strike whereby they were trying to speak against the increment in tuition fees, which Jonathan Moyo is responsible often about. Right now, they've chucked those students out of residence. They said no medical students from the University of Zimbabwe is going to have access to accommodation simply because they striked. So Jonathan Moyo is not in charge of exactly what is happening in universities. He's just making use of his position for political expedience. He's not taking care of the students who he himself is supposed to be father of all of them. So that is a miss. That is he's misdirecting the whole population into believing that Jonathan Moyo is in charge of his constituency. He's out of touch.
Thank you so much. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma hasla magadi.
Tripen magadiyo.
Mama mboenda wapu mkoma hasla mchabatiki.
ndanga chimboteererawo andikaona mboteerera vamwe.
Aiwa kuteerera Hanzi, you learn more by listening, right? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu ngomahasla panya university yaletsa.
Dai tambogadzirisa zviripo. Haungati imba yakapwanyika, imba yakapwanyika, imwe imba yakapwanyika, then wotanga futi kuda kuvaka imwe imba. And moso vanhu vataura nenyaya yemarodzi iko kuuniversity kwacho, how do we drive there? Ezvinezvi Zimbabwe iri kutaura nenyaya yeinvestment. Hapana munhu anoinvesta munyika isina maroads. You know, saka mapriorities ndo ari wrong. And in a nutshell, they say behind every successful man there is a woman. Havasi kureva kuti mukadzi as a female. Vari kutaura munhu anovaka. Ndo dambudziko ratangoita chete ipapa.
Saka imi muri kuti mari ide ashandiswa mamwe maprojects aripo kare.
I mean, this is, I mean, that's obvious, isn't it? Nyika iri kunzi haina mari. Saka mari yazobva kupi? Because pane zvinhu zvitoripo zvanga zviripo zvakapwanyika zvatoda kuti tivakiridze patsva. Saka ndo zvatoda kuti tinge tichiisa mari yedu tu. You know, pane mumwe munhu ambotaura nenyaya yekuti vanhu havasi kuvaka nyika, vada kuvaka mazita. I think there are enough maroads anonzi ana Robert Mugabe. Ane maportals for that matter.
Aiwa.
Saka dai tambogadzirisa izvozvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma hasla nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda.
Gibbs, you heard from Yasla there. He used to be a regular caller, but now he's saying, you know, he's listening to what others are saying. Yeah. But what he's saying, like most callers, is that, you know, the infrastructure at the moment, roads and stuff like that, is not looking good. And he's saying the government must expend its energy in ensuring that that is corrected, because he's saying that if the infrastructure is not good, it also means that investors are not willing to come and invest, because the roads are full of potholes. As for naming the university, Robert Gabriel Mugabe is saying that there are many roads that are named after Mr. Mugabe. And
they are full of potholes.
Yes.
we really get him. So now, what is happening is that in Zimbabwe, blessing, there are roughly about 13 state universities. And you know, one of the universities is the University of Zimbabwe, where you went, and then the NUST and Chinoy University. I guess Chinoy University is doing a lot in terms of technology. And then NUST is also doing the same thing. Technology, also, science, and mathematics.
Bindura University of Science and Technology.
So now one wonders what this university will be doing, what is different from the others.
Maybe it's cutting-edge technology, we'll see. Tina Vamakura, Makadi Vamakura.
Tiripo Vamakadio.
Aywa, Tirinani, Zvedu. Vamakura, tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Okay, chikamu ndamuchibatirawo pakati, but musoro nhau zvaundaunzi. Nyaya yekuti vamutsidziro vakaimwe yunivhesiti, mamayunivhesiti ari pasina kuita zvakanaka, handioni zvine musoro izvozvo. Tanga tagadzirisa zvacho zviripo kana zvanaka, then tozoenderera mberi nokuti hazvikunze nokuextenda than kuextenda muchama chemune mamboko, mune makomba nemaburi, hamune hazvishandwira varume ipapao.
Asi kavamwe vari kuti vamugabe vanenge varova basa zvemhando yepamusoro, nekudaro vanenge vachida kutendwa povakwa yunivhesiti inopiwa zita ravo.
Ipapo hatifarambika. President azvichokwadi vakaita basa guru kuti vanhu vadzidze munyika medu kavo. Asi nguva yazvaitwa zvaitwa nenguva isiri iyo. Zvaitwa nenguva isiriyo. Zaro harikatomboroveka kuti Mwari atoka matongera oga. Iro zaro charamba iyo yunivhesiti inogona kuzovakwa chero Mwari avatonga chero adii chero achiri kurarama. But pari zvino ikonomi yedu hainomira zvakanaka.
Saka imimi kuri kuti ndimi muri panyanga vamakura mapuwa 1 billion manzi begiro zvii zvamurida kuti mari iitwe nazvo.
Halo,
Ndiri kuti dai murimi muri kutungamira mapuwa 1 billion nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika maishandisa kuita sei?
Chokutanga ndataka ndagadzirisa mugwagwa. Ndoenda muzvipatara vanhu havana mishonga. Chokutanga zvipatara nemigwagwa nokuti vanhu vakawanda zvitoshoshana nemarori kavanhu vakutiza kunyika munyika medu mu. Vachitenderera vachienda nekumalawi vachibva Malawi vachienda kumozambique vari mumarodhi emuzimbabwe haana kumira zvakanaka saka investments haingamboitike munyika mune makombo akadaro izvi chavai taka kugadzisa nyaya yechipatara zvipatara zvisina mushonga nemigwagwa ehe ndizvanai taka kuita zvabhalansi yazvino vachi ndozvira pachimwe chikamu chii chokutanga zvipatara upenyu utano ndinodiwa baba utano toita mugwagwa kuti wane mainvestiments hapa munhu anoya kuzoinvesta munyika mune makomba nemuitira migwagwa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa ndatendawo baba ndatendawo
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs, you heard there from Mr. Makura. He's a truck driver and he's saying that of course, some might argue that Mr. Mugabe has done a lot for the country. He says he's not disputing that. But what he's disputing is the timing. He's saying, you know, the issue that if he was the president, he would prioritize the roads and hospitals.
Yes, now we've got a caller on the line. Baba Fortune, Ngunjan. So, akucho ke ukuthi university leyo ubona njani? Robert Mugabe University.
Uyazi kuthi sesiphongupambana nje eZimbabwe. Nanku labo Jonathan sebesenza ama invest of Robert Mugabe. You know it's so unfortunate that uMgabe uqhubeke senza into zonke zenezi. Engelambono wakusasa ukuthi lawo ma graduate uzawenzani? Ungaqeda ukwaqeqesha. Nanga ma university akhona kathesi kakula msebenzi kwalawo ma graduate. Alibana ngingumgabe bengiza create first employment, revive industries and then you can then create other universities. Lawa khona lupane namba kabaka qedi ukwakhiwa ogwanda lapho kabaka qedi i-Midland State University njana isize iphela ngokudilika ingaqedi ukwakhiwa. But we want to create more. And give me konoko, it is a desperation to try and salvage the legacy that is gone. So, njalongumka, ulabantwana, abako bahambe ma university are outside, and you want to create a university within the country. Who is going to attend when your own kids not attend to those universities? So, it's just of one of those things, a scheme of looting, asebeyiqala njalo njengenhlala yena.
So kumele kwenziweni lapha? Kumele anganikwe imali?
Hayi, phela le mali yangkhona kayikho. You simple can't pay your own workers and then you want to create a new university for what reason? Imali yangkhona kayikho, le ekhona enlutshwane we must plant it kuma hospitals as lo munyo bekhuluma. We must try and build the primary schools at least. We have seen schools in farming areas. Abantwana bafundela ngaphansi kwezihlahla. They simply do not, can't afford chairs. So imali yokwenza university yethatha ngayo. So if you have little money ungumgabe, you are getting it from somewhere, the diamonds or whatever, go and plant that money in primary schools, so that our kids can have shelter.
Yes, I was a cool spoiler, I could be Baba Fortune, not to us.
Okay.
Yes, so he says create employment and do other things, then you can think of university.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Treasure Basopo, Zinasu spokesperson, and also Mr. Tandeko Zindimkandla, educationist, and ZAPU spokesman, Mr. Ipitumile Maposa. Thank you so much to our viewers, our callers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.